Hello, Sid Roth here. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. You know, most of us, we have this vision of God speaking to us with an audible voice, like the Ten Commandments, and we can hear that booming voice. Well, my guess say that we all should hear from God, but there are unexpected ways that it's like we're on AM and God's on FM, but it's happening all around us. Like, for instance, you ever see a pattern of numbers, the same number over and over and over again? Do you hear the same name? Do you hear a scripture? Do you see an event that's not supposed to be, but it was there? That could be God speaking to you. Yes. And do you know what else? Once you become aware of this, you're going to open up your hearing God like never before. Yes.
Is there a supernatural dimension? A world beyond the one we know? Is there life after death? Angels exist? Can our dreams contain messages from heaven? Can we tap into ancient secrets of the supernatural? Are healing miracles real? Sid Roth has spent over 35 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid for this edition of It's Supernatural.
A couple years ago, you came to the United States, both of you, to do a show for us.
Yeah.
And I invited both of you to be at our prayer meeting. Mm-hmm. And Holy Spirit picked one particular person out, happened to be a manager in our office. And you started by asking a question. Do you have any children? And she said, yeah, I have one. And then you said, but I see another child. And she turned color. And let me tell you why. Because it's not that she was ashamed she was having a child. It was because she hadn't told anyone, especially her boss. She wanted to be the first. But you were the first.
Yeah. I put my foot in it.
Now, I asked you at dinner last night about how you know these things. And you told me there's an angel that accompanies you. And sometimes he leans on your shoulder. Explain
that's
that.
Right.
And what does that mean?
When I'm ministering at the pulpit, it can even happen when I'm having dinner as well. An angel leans on me, and what happens is that he leans on me, and I can get pictures and images, moving pictures sometimes. I could spell out details about someone's life, about their condition, their sickness, even their child, perhaps even the child's name and the condition. And what happens is the faith just crashes into the meeting, and pretty much God releases the miraculous.
Tell me about that. So that's you. That's good.
Yeah.
You're a prophet. You're the Bible says there's fivefold ministers, and you are a prophet. But what about me? What about you? Can just average people know our destiny, know our purpose, our function, our calling, what we're supposed to do?
I believe everybody can have it if you're hungry enough. We can all be prophetic and hear from God. But for me, you know, God didn't just wave a wand and I had this. I had to carve it out. There's one thing to have the grace of God over your life, and that's free. But to fulfill the destiny can come with a price. And you just got to be hungry and passionate to fulfill the destiny of God. And you, if you ask, you receive.
Adrian, you have opened up my world, and I want you to open the world of those that are watching. Tell me some of the ways God speaks to us, and He doesn't just speak to us, He's speaking to us all the time. And once the light bulb goes on, you're going to know. Tell me some of the ways.
You know, before I tell you some of the ways, Sid, I believe that we're all prophetic. We may not all be fivefold like Adam, but we all have a prophetic edge. Otherwise, we wouldn't be able to enter the kingdom, because it's through revelation that we enter the kingdom. But God speaks to us every day through numbers, and sometimes those numbers may repeat themselves, through names that we may see on a sign, on a bus or a truck, through a song that might bubble up within us, or through a line that's coming as someone speaking the news out. You know, there's so many ways. It might be a movie title, or it might be a photograph in front of you, or a magazine that you're reading. An article might jump out at you. There's so many ways that God can speak. It may be a plant in your garden, or a bird that comes and lands on that tree, but it does something that's unusual. And you go, well, that was unusual. It got my attention. What could God be speaking in that situation?
But most of us, it's like we're on AM, and the sign God's given us is on FM, and we just, I think that if we're just aware of this, it's going to make a profound difference.
I believe that's true. I believe that is true.
This is so unusual. It would attract your attention. Tell me about on the Russian beaches, there were thousands of giant snowballs. Some of them, I mean, they went from the size of a tennis ball to 3 feet in diameter. It covered 11 miles of beach. Now, when you that there you go. That's another. This never happened there before. I guess that's one way God can get our attention, when we see something that's never happened before.
Exactly. And that's what drew my attention, Sid. As soon as I saw that, that is so unusual. That has got to be the voice of God. And particularly the time when it took place. It was the day after the United States presidential election. And so we understand from Scripture, Adam and I, that a ball is a projectile. And as a projectile, something that you can throw and something you can catch, it's a picture of words. And a snowball can be cold words. And so a beach is an interface. We believe that God is speaking through this incident and saying, you know, we need to pray. It's a warning that cold words don't take place or cross over between America and Russia.
I have seen the number, particularly you talk about seeing the same numbers reoccur. Since I've been a believer, I have seen the number 777. Even on my Israeli passport, it says 777. When we come back, I want you guys to tell me what that means. Be right back.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural.
ISN, the It's Supernatural online network, is not just another Christian TV network. ISN offers live streaming of programs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, right on your mobile devices or smart TVs.
ISN lets me watch my favorite shows anytime I want.
These exclusive programs are life-changing. Multitudes report getting healed and having their prayers answered. Get ready to receive your supernatural breakthrough, your healing, your miracle. Download the free ISN app today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Thank you. You touched on it a little bit in the first segment. Tell me about why we should pay attention to numbers and names and things like that.
Sid, I believe that encoded in those numbers is a key that God wants us to open. You know, it's just like you said before, when a number repeats itself and you see it all over the place, particularly in those situations, because the Bible says, by the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established.
And you talked about even names that keep coming up. Explain that.
You know, names are so important. They're not just a label on a person. And there is normally they call the root of the name, or the etymology of the name, has some significance in a person's life. And so often God will speak to you through street names, company names, trucking names, and so on. And so when those things occur, I like to dabble and go deeper to find out what the root of that name means, so it can become more powerful in what God is saying to us.
And Adam, I mean, this since I've been a baby believer all these years, every time I look around, I see a license, and I'm not looking for it. It
yes.
just happens.
Yes.
777, sometimes 4 sevens, but usually 3 sevens. And even on my Israeli passport, I couldn't believe it. I opened it up. It said 777. I'm glad you did this book with 3,000 symbols. If I had your book, I'd just look it up, but I don't have it yet. What would you say God's trying to tell me?
It can mean, for you personally, it could mean that you're coming into a greater level of heavenly counsel of wisdom. So that's what 777 can mean. But I do also believe, and recently I had a dream of the spirit of Elijah. I believe that God's calling you into that realm, Sid, where there is that spirit of Elijah. You're going to be a part of that group where it's going to prepare the platform for the second coming.
You know, Adam, there are even small things that are signs from God. Tell me that story about the ladybug.
There was this unusual sign of this ladybug walking up and down my left thigh. I'm driving along and I was pretty exhausted. As in Australia, they say I was like a stun mullet. So the Lord said to me, "What do you see?" And I'm looking at this ladybug. And ladybugs actually preserve fruit. They protect the fruit from aphids. And pretty much what this was, the Lord was sending me a sign that He has strengthened me with an angel. And I had this revelation that God has sent me an angel. See, on the left thigh means, symbolically, it means physical strength. The right thigh means spiritual strength. I had to just pray in the Holy Ghost and call in. See, prayer is actually prophetic. And I had to pull it in from the unseen world and agree and I thank God that He sent this angel to strengthen me. And all of a sudden, I felt completely charged. I felt like the Energizer Bunny. I felt completely full of energy, ready for the next meeting, because I had to go to the next meeting as soon as I came home.
Now, were you asking for that, or did it just happen?
It just came from as left field. It was like it was an unusual incident, and that's how we can discern these things. It's something that, it's not something that's common. It's something that's unusual that happens, and you go, "Oh, I haven't seen that for years," or it might be a reoccurring thing that you go, that's too much of a coincidence.
Well, speaking of things that are kind of out of the ordinary, God will even use sounds on a cell phone. Adrian, explain.
You know, I was traveling to minister in two churches one morning, very early start, 5 o'clock in the morning, traveling in the car, and I heard the sound that my phone, the alert that my phone makes when it gets a text. I looked into my phone and there was no text there. So I knew instinctively that perhaps God was going to speak to me. At that point of time, playing on the MP3 or the iPod in the car, playing in the car, was the testimony of Smith Wigglesworth. And what it revealed was that Smith Wigglesworth had once backslidden and that he used to tease his wife, Polly, when she came home from the meetings. And that was something I'd never heard before. It was a revelation to me. And I twigged because I'd had a phone call earlier that week from the pastor of the second church I was speaking in, and she told me that her son-in-law hadn't been to church for 6 months. And in some sense, he was backslidden. And so I went, I think God's asking me to make reference to this story of Smith Wigglesworth as I share in that second church. And as I shared, so I wove Smith Wigglesworth's testimony into what I shared in the second
now
church.
That takes boldness to do that.
So you're exactly right, because it's like Adam describes it, like you're walking the plank and suddenly you get to the end of the plank and then suddenly Jesus comes and does what He does. And so as I shared and I closed the meeting, was rounding up, I said, "Anybody that what I've shared, if you'd like to come forward, I'd love to pray with you." And there would have been at least a dozen people that came forward. I was expecting the pastor's son-in-law to be the one who would respond. And so when the first person was a woman, quite a tall woman with long gray hair, I was shocked when she said, "I'm the one." So I said to her, "You're the one what?" She said, "I'm the one who wants to rededicate my life to the Lord. Let me tell you my story. I was a nun defrocked by my order, and I want to rededicate my life to the Lord." The next person I came to was a lady with all different colors in her hair, purple, green, yellow, red, and so on. She said, "I've just come out of a lesbian relationship. I want to rededicate my life to the Lord." And as I went down the line through to the pastor's son-in-law, each person was rededicating their lives to the Lord.
Aren't you glad you took that risk?
Oh, I'm so glad I took that risk and incorporated what I felt like God was saying into my message. Incredible what God did that night.
You know, when we come back, all of us have had bad dreams. Some of us think, well, it was pizza, but some is from God. So what do you do with a bad? I mean, I had one, a bad dream. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural.
Call now and get Adam Thompson and Adrian Beal's revelatory book, God's Prophetic Symbolism in Everyday Life, and their anointed two-part audio CD teaching, Recognizing Prophetic Signs, exclusive for our It's Supernatural audience. Plus, you will receive Adam Thompson's powerful book, From Heaven to Earth, yours for a donation of $40. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9514. Adam and Adrian's brand new book, God's Prophetic Symbolism in Everyday Life, and their anointed and exclusive two-part audio CD teaching, Recognizing Prophetic Signs, will begin to help you hear, see, recognize the voice of God in everyday occurrences, natural incidents, pictures, symbols, and so-called coincidences. Through the book and two-part audio CD series, you will learn how God uses everyday signs like repeating numbers on your clock, license plates, unusual images, occurrences, and so much more as metaphors and symbols to speak directly into your life. Learn how to tune your prophetic senses to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit in your dreams and in your visions. The book includes a comprehensive dictionary of symbols.
It has quite an in-depth dictionary of symbols, and something like an average of 15 to 20 scriptures on every symbol. I think it's about 3,000 symbols in this book, God's Prophetic Symbolism.
Plus, you will receive Adam Thompson's powerful book, From Heaven to Earth. Through this book, he will help you know your identity and inheritance as a citizen of God's supernatural kingdom. And you will start living this supernatural quality of life right now. Learn how to become more sensitive to the Holy Spirit's voice and hear Him more clearly. Discern the influence of angels in dreams, visions, and divine encounters. Activate your dreams and visions through faith, bringing the invisible into reality. Make evangelism easy. Don't miss out on getting Adam Thompson and Adrian Beal's revelatory book, God's Prophetic Symbolism in Everyday Life, and their anointed two-part audio CD teaching, Recognizing Prophetic Signs, exclusive for our It's Supernatural audience. Plus, you will receive Adam Thompson's powerful book, From Heaven to Earth, yours for a donation of $40. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9514. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural, P.O. Box 39222. Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9514 or log on to sidroth.org. Call or write today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Okay. Adrian, I had one awful dream. And I don't want to empower it by even talking about it on the air. But I believe it was from God. What do I do with it?
What we need to realize is that as believers, Jesus has ascended and He's raised us up to be ascended as well. We're seated in heavenly places, which means that we have authority. And when we see a negative, we can speak a positive into being. So if we see death in a situation, if we see sickness, or if we see a family breakup, we have the authority through receiving that revelation to speak the opposite into being.
All right, so we can speak life. Let me just make something up. Elderly woman sees her son and daughter-in-law in a dream splitting up, getting a divorce. What should she do?
She should speak about the unity of the marriage, and she should bind anything that's causing distraction or division between the two of them.
Can I say that it's a blessing for God to give us the heads up, a warning. So we get a warning. A nightmare can be a warning. It all depends what we're focusing on. But this is different with you, Sid, where it's a warning. You share the dream with us. And they're blessings because it gives us, God gives us a heads up, like the Magi in the book of Matthew, when the Lord gave them a warning and a dream not to go back to Herod.
What I'm hearing you say, Adam, that it's win-win
exactly.
For a believer.
Yeah.
In other words, even if the devil is up to something, you can stop him in your tracks.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that wasn't a bad dream. That was a good dream. So, I mean, you're going to give the devil a nervous breakdown.
Amen.
Adrian, you had something happen in real life You thought you were going to die.
I did.
Tell me about that.
You know, I was getting chest pains. I could hear the pulse of my blood going through my head as I lay my head on the pillow. I used to stay up studying the Word to try to get focused and to bring my focus back on the Lord. What I did is I went into the bush. I was fasting at the time. I would take a chair out into the Australian bush, my Bible and a notepad, and I was seeking God about breaking this thing, but I was also seeking God about a ministry tour that I was about to go under or, you know, go on. And so I was reading the Bible, and the Word jumped out of me. It says, he who finds his life will lose it, and he who loses his life will find it for my sake. God. And the last part of that even jumped out at me, and I went, God, if I lose my life, I'm going to find it in you. And I don't care, if I die. I'm going to hand my life out to you, preaching the gospel. At that very moment, in the sky above me.
Excuse me, you just gave us another clue. As you're just reading your Bible, that could be a sign of God speaking to you. That's what you're telling me.
Yes. But at that very moment, as I made that declaration and that decision in my heart, in the sky above me, the cloud formations were abnormal that day. I saw a black cloud in the middle of my vista, and it was in the shape of a dragon. And as I looked up, I went, well, that is a dragon. And I went, is this any coincidence? Maybe it's not. And so I started to rebuke this cloud, and there's nobody else around me. I'm miles away from anybody.
In the name of Jesus,
and so I started to rebuke
you.
And I started to get louder and louder. And it was almost like the other clouds were morphing and changing as this cloud stood there in defiance of what I was saying. But I stuck my ground and I went,
in the name of Jesus, I rebuke you.
The blood of Christ rebukes
you,
and so on. And it did eventually break up. And in its place, a man, as God is my witness, a man on a cross, a cloud shaped as a man on a cross, came into its place. God witnessed through the shape of those clouds with me that day in the decision that I'd made.
Okay, but in the meantime, you're going to die from a heart condition. What happened?
Well, things got better. You know, my blood pressure went down, the whole thing abated, and I went on tour, and we came into America at that time.
It was a miracle.
So you're saying to me, when the scripture jumped out at you and you saw something that you knew was a story in a cloud,
yes,
it triggered a healing in you.
It did. And, you know, I've been reluctant to tell that in churches because I believe that most people would think I'm cuckoo, but really that's what took place. Adam will verify, I'm probably the most logical person in this room.
He's very conservative.
Very conservative. And so very, cerebral based. And yet that's what took place that day.
Adam, there was a shift in the spirit just a few minutes ago. You're a seer. What's going on?
I actually do sense angels here right now. When you start talking about Yeshua and start talking about that the one new man, and you start talking about angels, it does actually, even testimonies does actually open up. It opens up a realm.
Changed.
Yeah, it opens up a realm, and I can see there's a lot more beings in this room than there is in the physical.
So, would both of you pray right now?
Heavenly Father, we just decree right now, whoever's watching this, whoever's the audience out there, Lord, we thank you that the eyes of understanding are opening up. We thank you that their spiritual senses are opening up. And we prophesy in Jesus' name, you're giving the spirit of wisdom and revelation, the spirit of wisdom and revelatory knowledge.
Amen.
Give them understanding,
yes,
for them to discern what the Spirit is saying, discern the mysteries of heaven as they become intimate, Lord, with you. We thank you, you're revealing the mysteries of the kingdom. In Jesus' name, shakara
baroko si. Father, I thank you that for those that are being sensitized to the things of the Spirit right now, I pray that you would indeed open the eyes of their understanding, Lord, and that you would give them wisdom to know what to do with that. Holy Spirit, I pray they will become sensitive to your voice so that they can develop and become stronger in that prophetic gifting that you've given them, in Jesus' name.
The Bible says, Jesus says, my sheep hear my voice. You're his sheep. And you, hear me now, you hear his voice.
Have you ever seen a number over and over again and you said, I wonder if that means anything? Maybe you noticed a particular word or sound and you thought, is someone trying to tell me something? Adam Thompson and Adrian Beal want you to know that there is a prophetic language embedded within your daily encounters. Oftentimes, God chooses to speak through everyday signs, symbols, and pictures. Unfortunately, many have not learned how to decode God's prophetic language.
Many believers think that God's not speaking to them, but that's simply not true. He's speaking to them all the time.
Call now and get Adam Thompson and Adrian Beal's revelatory book, God's Prophetic Symbolism in Everyday Life, and their anointed two-part audio CD teaching, Recognizing Prophetic Signs, exclusive for our It's Supernatural audience. Plus, you will receive Adam Thompson's powerful book, From Heaven to Earth, yours for a donation of $40. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9514.
If you are one who wants to hear the voice of God, well, then this book is a divine appointment for you.
Adam and Adrian's brand new book, God's Prophetic Symbolism in Everyday Life, and their anointed and exclusive two-part audio CD teaching, Recognizing Prophetic Signs, will begin to help you hear, see, recognize the voice of God in everyday occurrences, natural incidents, pictures, symbols, and so-called coincidences. Through the book and two-part audio CD series, you will learn how God uses everyday signs like repeating numbers on your clock, license plates, unusual images, occurrences, and so much more as metaphors and symbols to speak directly into your life. Learn how to tune your prophetic senses to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit in your dreams and in your visions. The book includes a comprehensive dictionary of symbols.
It has quite an in-depth dictionary of symbols, and there's something like an average of 15 to 20 scriptures on every symbol. I think it's about 3,000 symbols in this book, God's Prophetic Symbolism.
Plus, you will receive Adam Thompson's powerful book, From Heaven to Earth. Through this book, he will help you know your identity and inheritance as a citizen of God's supernatural kingdom, and you will start living this supernatural quality of life right now. Learn how to become more sensitive to the Holy Spirit's voice and hear Him more clearly. Discern the influence of angels in dreams, visions, and divine encounters. Activate your dreams and visions through faith, bringing the invisible into reality. Make evangelism easy through dream interpretation.
It's going to open up a whole new world to you. It's going to open up the invisible world. I can't wait to get in your hands their brand new book, God's Prophetic Symbolism in Everyday Life, and Adam Thompson's book, From Heaven to Earth, and the exclusive 2-CD set, Recognizing Prophetic Signs.
Don't miss out on getting Adam Thompson and Adrian Beal's revelatory book, God's Prophetic Symbolism in Everyday Life, and their anointed two-part audio CD teaching, Recognizing Prophetic Signs, exclusive for our It's Supernatural audience. Plus, you will receive Adam Thompson's powerful book, From Heaven to Earth, yours for a donation of $40. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9514. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth, It's Supernatural, P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9514 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
Next week on It's Supernatural.
Hello, I'm Karen Schatzline, and God literally spoke to me in thunder. He said, I desire supernatural encounters with my people, and here's how. So if you're ready for a supernatural encounter, please join me on the next It's Supernatural with Sid Roth.